أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of the qualities of the mu'mineen and the believers, that they have iman in the ayat, in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope and fear, performing the night salat, that is of tahajjud. They spend from that sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their reward. Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Then no soul knows what has been hidden from him, from the delight of the eyes. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the everlasting ni'mat of Jannat. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in a very unique way, that no soul knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for him in Jannat. Some have put it in a very beautiful way, that a person stands up in the darkness of night, no one sees him make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows that he is making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is all alone, all in secrecy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also kept his reward in secrecy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the Jannat in secrecy. He has never seen it, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared in Jannat, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ahadith has described Jannat, but obviously that is just a glimpse of all the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for an individual. There is much, much more. So whatever we have heard is like not hearing anything. Seeing the model of a building doesn't mean that we have seen that building in itself. So whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam had told us, although there is abundant in the hadith where Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam describes the different aspects of Jannat, but that is a very faint model of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store. The thought of what Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept in store in Jannat cannot even cross the mind of a human being. It cannot cross the heart of a human being. We do not even have the capacity to think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, min qurrati ayun, it will be the delight of the eyes. In other words, whatever is there will be absolutely delightful. Jaza'am bima kanu ya'malun. And why all this? That is as a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their deeds, because of what they have done, because of their amal. Now here when we speak about the amal and the reward in lieu of the amal, obviously it has to be with ikhlas, it has to be with sincerity. A man stands up in the darknesses of night and he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat when nobody else is aware of it, then obviously there has to be a great degree of sincerity, a great degree of purity of intention, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, that is it possible that that person be a mu'min? Can he be like a fasiq? A mu'min is a believer, a fasiq is a person that is disobedient. Can the two of them be together? Can the two of them be of the same status? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself responds and says, they are never equal. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. Insofar as the deeds of the two are concerned, that will also differ. Insofar as the hearts of the two are concerned, that will also differ. Insofar as the thoughts of the two are concerned, that will also differ. The goals and objectives of the two will also differ. One person is interested in the akhirat, his goal and objective is the hereafter, his goal and objective is the acquisition of the pleasure of Allah, the other is motivated by this material world, his goal and objectives ends with this material world, he has got no interest in linking himself with Allah Rabbul Izzat, so they cannot be the same, and hence the reward also cannot be the same. That with regards to those who have iman, who practice righteously, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَىٰ, for them will be the gardens of dwelling, the gardens of staying, نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and it will be a form of hospitality because of the amal, because of the deeds, because what they have done. When any visitor comes to any person, then obviously there is a great deal of hospitality that is shown. And here the hospitality will come from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا, and that person who has done wrong, that person who has been disobedient, فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, then their abode is the fire of Jahannam. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, whenever they intend to come out and to leave Jahannam, وَعِيدُوا فِيهَا, they will be returned into it. There is one narration that the flames of the fire of Jahannam will cause them to rise right up to the doors of Jahannam, but then they will think that they will be coming out, and whenever that happens, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ, they will be returned, and it will be said to them, that taste the azab, the punishment of the fire, bima kuntum bihi tukadhibun, that fire that you had always been denying, you had always been in denial with regards to this fire of Jahannam, and hence they will remain in there forever and ever. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about another concept, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will certainly make them taste the azab, the punishment which is lower, before the punishment that is greater, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the difficulties, the hardships that we go through in this world. Some of it is because of our own ill deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes us in this world because of those wrongdoings, because of those ill deeds. And in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is before the greater punishment, the punishment of the hereafter. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this is لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that man may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person does wrong in this world, and when he does wrong in this world, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him, puts him through tests and difficulties as a punishment. One is the test and the difficulties of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they may gain greater ranks in the eyes of Allah. That is a different matter. One is a person does wrong in this world, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a chance, grants him respite. The person doesn't turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does Allah Rabbul Izzat do? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punishes him in this world so that he may turn towards Allah in tawbah, and obviously repenting and having regret and remorse. And that is the system of Allah. So in actual fact, that punishment really is a form of mercy that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If and when that person repents, he makes amends and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the real jaza, the real recompense is on the day of Qiyamah, and thereafter Jannat and Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that, and then Allah concludes, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Who can be a greater wrongdoer than that person who is reminded about the verses of his Rabb, ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, then he turns away from these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes and says that certainly we will take revenge from those who have transgressed, those who have done wrong, they will pay for it in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.